Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the content, or at least the information that I provided you in our previous episode. As you know, our elections have been and are in the process of being stolen every election cycle. And the Democrats, as a matter of fact, Project Veritas is proving this point very specifically. And so here's the question I have for you. Why is it that you're going to continue to ignore the empirical data? Why is it that people will just continue doing the thing that has, as I say, are you a part of the problem or are you a part of the solution? Because if you're not engaged in being a part of the solution and stopping this crap, you're a part of the problem. That's right. If you are not actually doing something to stop, and one of the things you can do in helping us is at least getting other people to get this message. We provide, I believe, the insights necessary so that people can actually make a cognitive decision for themselves as to, wow, is this substantial? Is there enough evidence that provides the veracity of this argument? I am here to tell you that we have more than enough information and facts to prove to you that the system that the Democrats will be imposing upon this nation with these mail-in ballots is steeped with corruption and has all the windows necessary for this coming election to be stolen. Let me ask you, why do you believe Biden has been so nice by pulling back his, you know, mean ads? Because he doesn't want to risk looking mean while, you know, Trump is, you know, sick and so forth. So he must have some level of confidence that as long as he doesn't, you know, come across as a tyrant, he's going to win this election, because it's not that he's going to actually be elected. He's going to win via the counting process. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic solutions and the academic evidence. So I'm hoping that you're starting to understand that without you doing something, it is going to be a very bleak future for you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, because once our Constitution is lost, you're going to have to make some really tough decisions. I've been looking and pondering over this past week the magnitude of the evil that we're facing. And there is no doubt in my mind, people will have to start making the toughest decisions mankind has ever had to make. Whether they succumb to the temptations and the subjugation that this evil Antichrist world is going to want to, you know, basically purport and actually inflict upon all mankind, all humanity. Are you willing to surrender yourself for the comfort and for the what you would believe to be a peace of mind of being able to at least feed yourselves? I'm telling you, you're going to make decisions that you will possibly regret. I know most people that believe that the chip is going to be the sign. It can be, but I highly doubt that it will be the sign of the mark of the beast. I have told you time and time again, and I'll break it down to you this way. In Revelations, it talks about the mark of the beast, right? Everybody understands, anybody that has at least heard of these types of things. You don't even have to be Christian to hear this type of stuff, the mark of the beast and all of that. But the Bible goes on to talk about that the mark of the beast is the mark of man. So do you believe that it actually is going to be a chip? I believe that the mark of man is something that we all carry. And I believe that just like you have to willingly go and take upon you his name, I believe that the decision will be upon you for your family or for yourself to take upon his name, Satan, and register yourself as a part of him. And the way you do that is by going in without making a covenant in front of heaven. You must make this covenant, or I should say, you must submit your biometric data to Satan or to this machine of his where he can keep track of anything and everything you do, where you go, what you do. Therefore, you can be held accountable to him. And you will no longer, at least you think, you'd no longer be accountable to Christ. But I will tell you, every knee will bow. When it comes time, every knee will bow. And so those of you who want to throw away what we have at this point in time by doing nothing, I scratch my head and say, why? We have so much to lose. You have no idea how much you have to lose. Anyway, the other thing I've been asking, and I want to kind of drive this home, are you pondering your role and responsibility in using your First Amendment petitions and calling for common law grand juries in those petitions, as well as your role and responsibility in the militia to enforce the Constitution? It is your job, per the Constitution, that the citizenry enforce the Constitution. Now, that you know, we do not need Congress to tell us to do this. It comes upon us. That burden is basically placed upon our shoulders, and whether we answer to the call or not is dependent on us. And I am telling you, the call has come. It is time to stand up and enforce the Constitution or watch it basically destroyed and set aside. It really comes down to that. Anyway, as I've been pointing out, in the previous episode, it's not a matter of what are you going to do with Biden wins. What are you going to do when they try to convince you that Biden won? And as far as all reports, the news media, because that's what we just covered in the previous episode, the news media is going to report Biden won. They're going to come up with contortions of information, and they're going to misrepresent the facts to basically get everybody to believe that Biden has won. And I am here to tell you that if we do not act and behave accordingly by using our constitutional rights and demanding, one, a full audit of the outcome of the election and getting Trump to actually inject the military, folks, that's why we have these two narratives. We want you to basically start sending messages to Trump. We need to overwhelm their messaging system and contact the White House with two very specific messages. One is that he possesses the authority and the power to remove all of these politicians who have taken an oath and are outright supporting rebellion against the Constitution. He needs to deploy the Department of Justice today and empty the halls of Congress and empty the state houses of legislators, governors, and these nefarious people who are outright who are outright rebelling and actually engaging in insurgencies, political insurgencies against our Constitution. That's one narrative. The other narrative is to basically beg and plead President Trump to not allow this election to go unmonitored. We need to make sure for the American people that this election is properly executed and that a full audit must be done, and he can guarantee this by using the military to ensure. And we've used the military in Iraq and in Afghanistan and other places in ensuring that there are no shenanigans that are going on. The generals will, you know, try to do what they can, but the generals are not the enlisted. The generals are not going to be standing in the precincts in determining whether this is fair or this isn't fair. Those people, these privates, these lance corporals, these sergeants, they're not a part of the deep state. They may have a tendency or a leaning towards one way or the other, but when it comes to following orders, they will do what they can to follow the orders. And Trump needs to be very explicit in how he orders the military to ensure and guarantee that we have a fair and complete with a clean election process. I'll leave it at that. With that, you've probably heard yesterday or in the previous episode our ad local spots. If you are a champion of liberty and you can, you know, come to the table, because like I said, we're not really looking for money at this point. I have already kind of announced that we are expecting financing. And so we're just looking to try to get and help other conservative services, champions of the Constitution and their companies. I would love to have Holly, Hobby Lobby. I know that they're champions of the Constitution and conservative values. Anyway, we have a promo, so we'll be right back after this.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so we are going to, and, you know, I deliberately talk, and that's, I'm not trying to advertise for professional sports, but we do try to let you know that special sports has been hijacked by the communist cause, and it's a part of Platonism, where the entertainers and those who control the narrative work together to ensure that the people are being reinforced. They're being indoctrinated through this, you know, this constant reinforcement that we're evil, that we've got, you know, this white supremacist nation and all this other crap that is absolutely a facade and a lie. Anyway, I don't know, and I don't think anybody's going to be talking about the hits of the cost of COVID and the loss of the market that these professional sports are feeling, and they're sucking it up right now. But I am asking and begging and pleading that you hold the line when all of this goes away, that they don't become the multi-billion dollar industries that they used to be. They don't deserve it. And I've mentioned this before, and I don't revel in necessarily the destructions of businesses and so forth, but businesses that are tools for the progressives, I don't have a lot of sympathy for them. And so I'm not sure if you heard, but you'll probably, if you do the research, you'll probably find out that because COVID restrictions are going to continue into the year, that there will be cinemas. Like, I don't know the cinema names, because I stopped going to the movies a long, long time ago, because I knew that it was a tool and a front and a facade for the progressive industry so that they can make billions of dollars to tell you how bad and evil you are. So I stopped going a long time ago. But the fact is that there are plenty of cinemas that look like they're going to go bankrupt because they're closed, because they can't implement social distancing. They can't guarantee and ensure, and they can't operate with the overhead that they have at minimal capacity. You know, in other words, every other row and having people, you know, so many feet apart. It's just unreasonable for them to try, you know, kind of manage this type of stuff. So anyway, it's good to see that what they have used as a tool to destroy us is really helping to destroy parts of the things that they've done and they've become dependent on. Now, as we were going into break, I kind of mentioned that we have these ad local spots. If you are a business that is supporting and, you know, helping out. And I want you to know, my running these spots for Ad Local isn't necessarily dependent on any compensation. They are helping me with these videos that we're producing for you. And so, you know, in doing that, I go, you know what, I think it's only fair that I try to help educate the people that, one, that there are conservative businesses out there that are working together in helping promote liberty and helping to promote, you know, a good competitive business and so forth. I want you to understand that a competitive business is the essence of a free society. When businesses go and create relationships with government to protect themselves and their market space so you can't compete with them, that is a mercantile system. That's where the government starts dictating the rules to entry and how you have to behave. And what we have is we have these globalists who've created a global mercantile system instead of a free market. Thank you for tuning in. The one thing I did want to, because I want to emphasize this right now, because when we do marketing, we try to make sure we thank you for tuning in. More importantly, we beg, we plead, we beseech, admonish, however we want to put a spin on this and however you need the spin to go. We need people to understand this message. We need people to understand that we have all the power, all of the weapons necessary within our Constitution. All we need are the public servants in the right spaces and in the right places to do their doggone job. I throw an expletive in there, but I don't like using expletives. Anyway, we've got a bunch of G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News, so we do want to share some of this stuff with you. And I know in previous episodes, we really did a good focus on Louisville and what the heck's going on. I mean, Louisville is not L.A., right? Louisville happens to be kind of a, you know, it seems like a conservative area. Well, I'm telling you that the progressives have injected themselves, and this information I find fascinating to where I want to put more of a spotlight, because you're not seeing this in the regular news. You need to sign up. And so I do these spots. I actually read G. Edward Griffin's news to help promote the fact that you need to sign up for G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Now, you get some of his other emails, but I'm here to tell you that what he reports is information. I don't necessarily agree with everything, but the information he actually reports, I think, is something that you need to have on your radar. Anyway, Louisville, Kentucky. On Friday, September 20th, rioters blocked traffic and harassed innocent drivers following the decision to not bring charges against two of the three police officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. And I'm telling you, they were in front of a grand jury to make these determinations. So this wasn't just a sleight of the hand when they made this determination not to actually pursue charges. Drone footage captured a woman identified as Robin Ash Crandall pointing a gun at drivers. Robin Crandall is an organizer with the Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. She is a hardcore communist. She was previously convicted of burglary and served 2 years in prison. She was pardoned by Governor Steve Beshear, whose Soros-funded son, Andy, is the current governor. Did you hear what I just said? She was pardoned by Governor Steve Beshear, whose Soros-funded son, Andy, is the current governor. Radical leftist and Women's March leader Linda Sarsour was filmed working behind the scenes with the rioters who damaged cars. Sarsour was photographed again. This is in Louisville. Was photographed again with the mob, including Portland's 3 Arrows Battalion, days later. So what I just told you was Linda Sarsour was actively filmed in both Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, and Portland, Oregon, days from each other. They are moving around at a neck-break speed in trying to keep the heat on the fire in these different, what they believe are critical spaces. Last week, we identified, or G. Edward Griffin's news identified Robin Ash Crandall was the young communist who pointed a gun at highway goers on the 20th of September, Louisville, Kentucky. G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News also reported that infamous Democrat anti-Semite Linda Sarsour was behind the scenes on Friday leading the rioters who were pointing guns at innocent drivers and damaging their vehicles. Now we're able to determine that Democrat anti-Semite Linda Sarsour was back in front of the rioters the next night in Louisville. The following day, she was alongside members of Portland's 3 Arrows, like he just reported. So who is paying for these creeps? Since drivers are not going to submit to threats of violence while they are in their cars, so leftists feel. Now, I'm just giving you some my perspective on this. Because drivers are not going to submit to, you know, this violence as they're driving along, and you're not going to just let somebody take a billy club and trash your car. Most people will, you know, use their car to get out. And if that's knocking people out of the way, running them over, if they're stupid enough to stay there, friends, you need to actually charge forward, because bottom line, they are exerting deadly force against you, because here they are threatening you and your vehicle. You have to use your vehicle to get out of the way. You are not responsible to try to not hit somebody. I mean, don't deliberately steer towards them. But my point is that because more and more drivers are not going to submit to these threats and let their multi-$1,000 vehicle, you know, go and get damaged, most people are going to do everything they can to get out of the way. And I'm going to tell you right now, insurances are going to start going out of the way to say, if you're driving in the city of Portland and your car gets trashed, you're going to have to pay the deductible because we consider you equally at fault. That's what insurance, that's what they do. That's how they hedge their bets. Anyway, when we come back, we've got something that's going on in your Belinda. And so we will actually, you know, just kind of tell you why I'm giving you this information, that these leftists feel it's fair game to use their cars as a weapon and go out of the way of hitting and killing Americans. We'll be right back after this.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TALK-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so for those who use deductive reasoning, you probably understand that what I'm kind of leading, what I'm telling you is kind of towards this next story. So it's a lead up. And this is why I'm going to repeat this. Since drivers, since people like you are not going to submit to the threats of violence and just allow somebody to beat and pummel your car and potentially drag you out of your car and cause you bodily harm and or kill you, the leftists feel it's fair game to start using their cars as weapons to go out of their way to hit Americans. Why do I say this? Well, let me read this next need-to-know news from G. Edward Griffin. Yorba Linda, California, the Orange County Sheriff's Department said that a 40-year-old Tatia Turner was arrested for investigation of attempted murder and assault. she allegedly drove her car into a crowd of Trump supporters in a parking lot at a pro-Trump demonstration that was counter-protesting a group against systemic racism and police brutality. My friends, I hope you're starting to get the message, and I hope that people, you know, don't be callous and aim for people, but if you're trying to drive through a street and all of a sudden a crowd descends upon the street to stop you and the rest of the vehicles, I pray that the cars in front of you do not stop and submit. I pray that everybody just starts moving forward and getting out of the way, because the evidence is proven that if you stay, they will do anything and everything they can to get you out of your car, to beat you, trash your car, and you have no idea what deadly force they will unleash upon you, and you have every right to protect yourself, even with deadly force, by driving your car over them if necessary. They have no constitutional right. They're breaking the law, and everything they're doing is a political insurgency. Moving on, or let me finish the story by Geova Griffin. Caravan for Justice and several scuffles broke out between the groups before the incident. Two people, and that's the name of the group, Caravan for Justice. Two people who were hit by the car were taken to nearby hospital with major but non-life-threatening injuries. In a separate incident in Hollywood, a driver of a pickup struck a leftist militant who tried to block his truck. Los Angeles police said that the driver was attempting to maneuver through the crowd when protesters began beating the vehicle with sticks and was trying to get away. My friends, you know, if you're trying not to necessarily hit people, but trying to just get through the crowd and trying, you know, not to do harm where these people are doing everything they can, the news is filled with these types of stories. You have to understand that we are in the throes of a Bolshevik revolution, and the ends justify the means. As I've read to you, these people are willing to die for their cause because they have been indoctrinated as useful idiots for those who don't even own a dog in this fight. They own the people, but they're not there. They're not doing this. I saw a really interesting meme on Facebook, and it was kind of a long story type of meme where this guy says, if you take 100 red fire ants and you take 100 black ants and you put them into a jar, and you have the black ants and the red ants will behave in a civil way because they both feel like they're being captive. You shake the jar violently, and then you pour the ants onto the ground. As soon as you give them the freedom, instead of running away, they will actually go into a violent rage against each other and destroy each other. I'm just giving you this. And the moral to this meme was very powerful, because the bottom line is there are people like Soros that are shaking the jar between different races, between different demographics, between different slices of our society, in pitting them against each other. And we are going after each other, but you know, it's only because the jar has been shaken, and it's not like we've had a cognitive decision to actually go, you know, do we really oppose some of these things? I'm here to tell you that the leftists that are out there enjoying what they believe is a right to state their mind and to actually inflict pain and damage, that's what they believe. until we actually start taking a stand. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And even though most of these people may not be seen as reasonable, I'll bet you if you give them the equal information, you'll probably find there'll be less people that will be willing, especially if we start holding them accountable, less people will be willing to go to jail for doing something that is known illegal, at least out there, especially to be caught. This is why I've talked about and I gave you the insights on how we can effectively control crowds so that we can hold them all accountable. Anyway, this may be an old news story, but it is important. I'm not sure if you heard, but Florida's Attorney General has ordered an investigation into Michael Bloomberg for pledging $16 million to help 32,000 Black and Hispanic convicted felons pay off their fines so that their voting rights can be restored in time for the November election. This is tantamount to buying votes. Federal law makes it illegal to pay for or receive money for voting. And by the way, every state has that exact same law, but we allow politicians to stand up in front of us and say, if you vote for me, I am going to give you free health care. I'm going to give you this. And every politician does it, and it's clearly and blatantly against the law, but we never connect the dots because bottom line, we have a defined and specified constitution, and the powers that they're promising are not enumerated. Therefore, they are violating the constitution by even doing these things, and they constantly bribe us into saying, you have to vote for, if you vote for me, you'll get these types of things. And that's exactly what Biden is doing. Biden is buying votes and saying, if you elect me, I will take care of everybody. Florida, as you know, is a crucial battleground state with 29 electoral votes, and this is what's on the line this coming November. Anyway, here's another story, and you probably, I mentioned this before, is Governor Newsom, bothersome, whatever, Gavin Newsom of California came out and said, hey, we're going to be looking into reparations. I already pointed out that California was not a slave state. They have no dog in this fight, but they want to go down this path of instituting reparations. Well, here's an interesting spin on the past, the story we just reported, and this paradigm regarding reparations. President Trump has unveiled his platinum plan, which will provide jobs for the Black community and also designate the KKK and Antifa as terrorist groups. Trump's spokesperson said that Trump wants to prosecute the KKK as domestic terrorists and make lynching a federal crime. In the debate, Trump acknowledged that the violence was coming from the left-wing groups. The KKK is a left-wing group. The same thing with Nazis. All of these groups are left-wing groups. But Biden was not asked to disavow Antifa in that debate, if you didn't notice. Trump promised to increase access to $500 billion in capital to fund his Black Economic Empowerment Platinum Plan. You've got to listen to this. This plan aims to create 3 million new jobs for the Black community and to open 500,000 new Black-owned businesses. He also wants to expand on National Clemency Project that has released many criminals from prison early. All of these proposals are right out of the Marxist-Leninist playbook. The nonviolent path to communism is the legislative and government funding the path that creates communism while calling it something else, such as socialism or empowerment. Some people see this as Trump trying to buy the Black vote. Others see it as a betrayal of his supporters. Communism is the result either way. Now, so the question I have is this something that Trump is going down this path? it's not clearly reparations. This is not clearly making a decision like an ex post facto law of bills of attainder. But the Constitution clearly states that the federal government has to treat everybody uniformly. They can't pick favorites. They can't say that we have to favor the blacks like these, what do you call them? Affirmative action. So affirmative action is a violation of the uniformity clause because it gives a preference towards one specific demographic over another. These are all unconstitutional, folks. And so what is it going to take for you to actually start getting involved and stepping up? Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so this next story kind of covers a person by the name of Peggy Hall. And actually, I was on a Zoom call meeting with a group that had her come in, and I think they're kind of courting her. The interesting thing is, not that this, you know, I feel either way, but one of the things, as you know, I take a stand on the Constitution, and I do believe that, you know, the federal government only had, it has some real limitations. And I've also stated that we need to have laws, constitutional laws, that make it illegal for anybody to come forward and use demagoguery, making false statements or making any assertion that something's going to happen. And if you haven't heard, Al Gore has come right out and said, you know, the world is going to end in 2 years if we reelect Trump. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I've said before that we need to actually hold these people accountable, that if, you know, they predicted, and Gore has made predictions that have all fell flat, he should be in court defending the fact that he has used demagoguery to create fear, to induce and or to manipulate the people to think a certain way. Therefore, he should be held accountable for lying to the people by using his public status. We need to do this with, as well as actors, the news media, and everybody. It is illegal, or we need to make it illegal. Now, I don't believe, and what we need to do is we need to do this at the state level, because The federal government cannot make laws necessarily about this, but the states can actually create standards for politicians and or public figures, so that if a public figure uses demagoguery, then, you know, all bets are off. But here, anyway, Peggy Hall reports that a federal law, Title 10, U.S. Code 1038, is related to, quote, making false statements or misleading information regarding biological hazards or hoaxes, close quote. I mean, it is illegal for you to walk into a theater and yell fire. So we do have laws to promote public safety to ensure that people aren't harmed by creating unnecessary panic. And therefore, J. Edward Griffin moves on and says, and that when there is a bodily injury or death resulting from violating this law, the penalty is life in prison. Another federal law prohibits fraud in connection with a major disaster or emergency benefits and carries a sentence up to 30 years. In addition, the state of California has a law against calling an emergency when there is no emergency. California Health and Safety Code requires government officials to terminate the state of emergency at the earliest possible date. She is involved in a lawsuit against the Orange County Board of Supervisors and trying to hold them accountable. I'm just saying that we do have these types of laws. We do have these types of requirements. There is some level of protection that we have. And I believe that we need to start leveraging these types of things, going after these people that want to use demagoguery. You want to shut it up? You want to stop this? We have to hold people accountable to the laws that we have. G. Edward Griffin also pointed out, and I've mentioned this in a previous episode, about the Centers for Disease Control Prevention and how they're basically, you know, protecting people from being evicted. Operating under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services assumed a jurisdiction over private residential leases nationwide and has curtailed evictions until at least the end of the year. The CDC's new directive threatens federal criminal penalties against landlords who ignore the ban that include up to $500,000 in fines and 1 year in jail overtime. This eviction is a moratorium that will create a lot of distressed properties for landlords that cannot pay their mortgages. Well, you know, it's interesting that they're going after the landlords, but they're not going after the banks, because the banks have deep pockets and pay for this corrupt government. The CDC is essentially voiding contracts by allowing one party to stop performing and blocking the other party from suing for non-performance, radically altering the bargaining power of the parties when contracts are not enforceable. Each transaction has a much higher risk. A paper, this is another G. Edward Griffin news, need to know news. And I think this is a good one, because if you haven't heard, it's a coming. A paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine has called for mandatory coronavirus vaccine and outlined strategies for how Americans could be forced to take it. The paper states that the vaccine should be voluntary at first, and then if not enough people are willing to take it, quote, relatively substantial, close quote, penalties should be put into place for those who refuse it. The paper suggests that, quote, employment suspension or stay-at-home orders, close quote, should be issued, but that fines should be discouraged because they can be legally challenged. The paper also recommends that government health authorities should avoid making public their close relationship with vaccine manufacturers to quell public mistrust. Isn't this interesting? I am here to tell you, my friends, that as we start to examine what was done in this noble belief that ending polio and ending yellow fever and some of these other things that, you know, we've created these vaccines for. Now, you got to understand, by the way, that a virus, there is no vaccine. Your body has to create its own antibodies. And so what we do with bacteria and so forth is because antibacterials, antibodies are done by your immune system. Viruses have to go their course. There is no vaccine for the common cold. Everybody gets the common cold. And so the fact of the matter is, this is a hoax. They cannot and they do not have a real cure for a true virus. Only bacterias can they actually fight. And even some bacterias are becoming harder and harder to fight. But anyway, Christian Westbrook, the Ice Age farmer, revealed the climate alarmists from the Pope to rabbis of Greta Thunberg are calling for a, quote, green Sabbath, close quote, forcing people to stay at home with all shops closed in deference to Gaia on Sunday. He says the people are now used to hyper-surveillance and enforced lockdowns, setting the stage for worship of the creation, nature, instead of the Creator on the day chosen by the Catholic Church. You got to understand that the Creator that they are getting you to worship is evolution, not the Creator. Boris Johnson is committed to, quote, protecting, close quote, 30% of the land in the UK due to the loss of biodiversity. Climate lobbyists blame food production, animal grazing, and agriculture as the reasons for their claim that wildlife is declining. Al Gore announced a climate tracing program that combines artificial intelligence and satellites to monitor emissions. The Pope has urged people to reconsider energy use, consumption, transportation, and diet. Folks, they're all in on this. Teenage climate alarmist Greta Thunberg also wants a day or rest because the earth is over-harvested. Agenda 2030 and spiritual battles are playing out before our very eyes. Will you be corralled along or stand up as a free human and refuse to worship their Earth Day Jubilee? That is a quote from G. Edward Griffin regarding Agenda 2030 and spiritual battles are playing out before our eyes. And he is basically asking the same thing I am asking, the same thing I am, you know, poking you in the eye for. What is it going to take? Don't you recognize that this Antichrist is already before us? That the choices that we have to make are that critical. We will rue the day when we recognize that we have been duped into trying to secure a little bit of comfort, a little bit of security, when we've got neither comfort nor security from the outcome. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, that the day of reckoning will come. Every knee will bow. And if we take a stand, we will be blessed. There's no doubt in my mind that the good Lord has given us everything we need. All we have to do is take a stand and he will strengthen us. He will help us do what we need to do in securing liberty for ourselves and our posterity. History proves this. The ragtag Revolutionary Army beat the world empire, and we were able to do it not because of might, not because of military superiority, but because of the divine hand of providence constantly intervened in blessing George Washington and these men who made the ultimate sacrifice for our liberty and for our posterity, for the ability to establish later on this U.S. Constitution. We'll be back with diving into the amendments in our next episode. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.